Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Greetings once again from the North Pole. I'm L. Frank Murr for SantaUpdate.com. Over the past several hours, we have been reporting on a serious supply issues for Santa due to miscalculations in inventory at Santa's workshop. After gathering as much information as we can, we finally are able to discuss the situation with two very experienced flight analysts from the North Pole Flight Command staff. Joining us now are elves Haley Bumstead and D. Dwight Davies of the logistics team. Mr. Davies, let's begin with you. Have you ever seen a supply situation this bad before?
No, not exactly. We do recall the Christmas of 1956, when Santa had the equivalent of a flat tire over the skies of Burma. That slowed things down for about 4 hours.
A flat tire? How does a sleigh get a flat tire?
Comet pulled a hamstring, and Vixen and Cupid both got food poisoning.
Okay, Haley, just how far off track is the overall effort for Santa right now?
We're trying to get an exact handle on it, Frank. But right now, we're not expecting Santa in Sector 5 until about 4 a.m. local time.
That sounds bad. It doesn't leave Santa much time for error.
And it doesn't address the fact that his sleigh might be empty at those hours as well.
Okay, we'll just stop the conjecture right there until we can get better information, guys. Thanks for the update. From the North Pole, where an empty sleigh is still a merry sleigh, I'm Elf Frank Murr, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.